fiddlehead season is incredibly short. In some southern parts of the state, it may already be over. For any given fiddlehead patch, it can last as little as a week and a half. Even just finding fiddleheads in stores can be tough.
It's why I'm here today, because I thought that the co-op would have fiddleheads.
When Ruth Brown popped by the Concord Co-op, an independent grocery store in Concord, she found a basket of the vibrant green sprouts in the vegetable cooler. While it takes patience and attention to catch fiddleheads in stores, Brown says it's still much easier than foraging for them in the wild.
I have with a friend who knew what he was doing. But other than that, not totally on my own. It's a deep, dark secret where they are.
There are lots of ferns out there, but eat most species and you're likely to regret it the next day. Fiddleheads in stores are from ostrich ferns, which are found in forests along the floodplains of rivers.
So you can either have your own bucket.
I'll take my own, sure.
Recently, George Rawlings, a cabinet maker from Keene, took me to his personal fiddlehead patch. I'm sworn to secrecy as to where, but suffice it to say that the Connecticut River Valley has historically been a pretty ferny zone.
These, I would pick two of those and leave the rest.
Ostrich ferns punch out from under last year's leaves in a tight fist of fiddleheads called a crown. It's dense enough to trip over. You pick them when they're young and tender and drop them into your waiting bucket. Rawlings always leaves some ferns behind on each crown so that there will be fiddleheads again next year. There are lots of other ferns sprinkled about, too, which Rawlings points out.
Can you eat this?
No.
No.
I wouldn't eat anything with the fuzz on it. Kind of like chewing on a mitten.
The ostrich fern is identifiable by a brown, papery skin that covers its fiddlehead, kind of like an onion. For Rawlings, a Vietnam vet who forages all kinds of edible plants, being out in the woods is a bit like therapy, and finding a mother lode is his favorite part.
Part of the whole experience is going out and trying to find this stuff. That's like a payday. It's like, oh, this is awesome, you know? You get really excited about it, you know?
But it requires a certain degree of adventurousness.
Well, you can jump that, can't you?
Yeah. Right.
It's remarkable to think when you see a basket of fiddleheads in the grocery store that every single spiral that you buy has been harvested in this way, jumping over streams, bucket in hand. The chef at the Concord Co-op, Scott Jones, says the suppliers he buys from have a whole network of foragers.
Some of these guys are pretty serious about it. I mean, they will go from all the way from Delaware all the way up to Maine, following the spring as it slowly comes north.
Old school, untroubled New Englanders will eat fiddleheads raw, but that's not recommended because the sprouts could bring bacteria from the forest with them that can make you sick. Jones says at the very least, the sprouts should be boiled for a minute or two, which has the added benefit of making them a little less fibrous.
I've prepared them with green beans and wax beans and done like a take on a three-bean salad with these, making like a Dijon-style vinaigrette, you know, mixing with some roasted red peppers. They go great like that.
Summer is coming on fast, and soon those ostrich ferns will be waist-high, their tasty fiddlehead unfurled to catch the sun. So get your bucket or your grocery bag and get them while they last. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.